Golfers on Golf, we are back at the Misswood Golf Dome in Bolingbrook, and I'm with club fitter Matt Carter and Ryan Krebs of Chicago, and today we're taking a look at the Paradigm, Callaway Paradigm fitting process. And in Ryan's case, he was here a few years ago and got fitted into a set of Callaway Rogues a couple lines back, but a little different today with Paradigm. And first of all, Matt, we'll start with you. Tell us what you've seen so far when Callaway users are coming in here and they haven't upgraded in a couple of years, and what they're seeing and what you're seeing from the new line of the Paradigm golf clubs.
Yeah, so the Paradigm, it's given really good ball speeds, generally a little bit of improvement there with ball speed. The biggest difference with Paradigm, though, is you're getting a really good dispersion down range. So we're tightening up those shot patterns, getting more fairways hit, and just overall really good performance out of the driver.
Now, in a person like my case, we had actually upgraded to the Rogue STs about a year ago. Some people say, well, I just bought clubs a year ago. Will I really gain anything buying clubs a year later? What did you see in my comparison from clubs that I've had anywhere from 7 months to a year?
Yeah, so we saw, again, we saw a tighter dispersion down range, and we did pick up a little bit of distance, a little more carry yardage and a little bit more rollout. Got your spin rates a little bit lower where they should be, and overall it was a pretty good fit.
Well, Ryan, you got fitted out at Misswood a couple of years ago. What do you notice as the biggest difference in the new line of Callaway clubs as compared to the ones that you bought about 3 or 4 years ago?
The ball really just flies off the face. It seems like all ball speed's way up, distance is up. So just the way that it feels off of the face. And then with seeing the numbers on the TrackMan going up, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer for you.
I know the club head is a little bit different. They've moved some weight around, Callaway, with the AI, artificial intelligence, and the way they use the jailbreak technology these days. So it's safe to say that you're noticing a different feel and a different jump in the golf ball when you hit it.
Absolutely, 100%.
What jumps out, though, the most, besides the golf ball, about the new Callaway line as compared to clubs that are maybe 3 or 4 years old?
I definitely like the look of it as well. Visually, it's appealing. You know, that's a huge thing when you're lining up at the golf ball. You want to feel comfortable over the ball. So that's definitely one thing I think that they've improved on. You know, just in my particular situation, I feel that it looks a little better in your hand than the Epic. So that alone kind of gave me, you know, a little better feeling going with that.
Well, Matt, what have you noticed from the people that are coming in that have had Callaway for a few years and are looking to upgrade the clubs to see if the new Paradigm line is for them?
A lot of them, just like Ryan said, the look is very good. It's a very clean-looking golf club. A lot of players like the color scheme to it. And again, they're seeing really good numbers, great ball speeds, and as Callaway's always known for, and also really good dispersion downrange. So overall, feedback has been really positive with the new Paradigm line.
Well, as a Illinois PGA section professional, I know that you were with a lot of your brethren from the section at the Callaway Day out here. And how informative was that? And did you pick up anything about the new line and what Callaway offers golfers these days, especially the regular amateur golfer that comes in here that's not John Rahm and not on the PGA Tour?
Well, the great thing about Callaway, you know, they have a product for everybody, all the way from your tour player on down to your highest handicappers. You know, they've got the wide range of players covered with the equipment. It's really cool to just see where they're doing with the technology. You know, they've got the forged carbon chassis on the club head. It really saves them a lot of weight, and then that's the big reason why you're seeing really good dispersion down range is their engineers are really able to put the weight where it's needed in the club head, and the results we see it as golfers is pretty impressive.
Well, the other question that a lot of amateurs have is the golf ball, and it seems like even if companies are keeping the same name, they're still trying to improve the golf ball every year or two. What have you seen from Chrome Soft and the different brands or the different types that Callaway is putting out under the Callaway brand?
Yeah, every year that seems like they're trying to give you a little bit more ball speed. I don't know how they're doing it, but they are. I know Callaway with their dimple pattern is their ball is really good in the wind. Really cuts through the air really nicely, so it's very stable down range. But yeah, they just keep fine tuning it. I know they do a lot of testing in R&D to really come out with a better product every year. And they really test a lot, do extensive testing until they know they have a better product, and they don't release something new until they have something that is better. So,
Ryan, finally, tell us a little bit about the fitting process, how nice it is to come to a top-rated fitting facility like Misswood, and what kind of new product are you going to order for your golf bag in 2023?
I'm going to be going home today with the Paradigm Driver and a Paradigm 5 Wood. I mean, as we discussed, all the numbers are just better than what they were. The experience here is top-notch. That's why I came back. This is my second time. I won't be going anywhere else. They take great care of us here. So, you know, recommend you guys do the same. Come out and visit these guys. They do a great job.
All right, Ryan Krebs from Chicago. Matt Carter, fitter at Misswood. Thanks, both of you, for joining Golfers on Golf. And we'll look forward to coming out and playing some golf at Misswood when things warm up and you make the shift. Finally, Matt, when does the fitting operation shift back to the Performance Center over at Misswood Golf Club?
We'll be looking kind of probably towards the end of March, maybe early April, just weather dependent. So it's a lot of it just depends on how good the weather is. And if we get some good weather early, then we'll start trying to make the move over to the course.
Matt Carter, Misswood Golf Fitter, thank you very much. And guys, looks like it's going to be a great summer for golf, especially hitting these new Callaway Paradigm Golf Clubs.